Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This, and today's reading is from Exodus chapters 4 through 6 from my 1560 Geneva Bible, as I normally read. And we begin with prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. And we begin in Exodus chapter 4. Then Moses answered and said, But lo, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto me. And the Lord said unto him, What is yet in thine hand? And he answered, A rod. Then said he, Cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it was turned into a serpent, and Moses fled from it. Again the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. Then he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it was turned into a rod in his hand. Do this, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Thrust now thine hand into thy bosom. And he thrust his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out again, behold, his hand was as leprous as snow. Moreover, he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. So he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. So shall it be. If they will not believe thee, neither obey the voice of the first sign, yet shall they believe for the voice of the second sign. But if they will not yet believe these two signs, neither obey unto thy voice, then shalt thou take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land. So the water which thou shalt take out of the river shall be turned to blood upon the dry land. But Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither at any time have been, nor yet since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. Then the Lord said unto him, Who hath given the mouth to man? Or who hath made the dumb, or the deaf, or him yet seeth, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Therefore go now, and I will be with thy mouth, and will teach thee what thou shalt say. But he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom you shouldest send. Then the Lord was very angry with Moses, and said, Do not I know Aaron thy brother, the Levite, that he himself shall speak? For lo, he cometh also forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. Therefore thou shalt speak unto him, and put these words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what you ought to do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. He shall be as thy mouth, and thou shalt be to him as God. Moreover, you shall take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do miracles. Therefore Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said unto him, I pray thee, let me go and return to my brethren, which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. Then Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. For the Lord had said unto Moses in Midian, Go, return to Egypt, for they are all dead which went about to kill thee. And then Moses took his wife and his sons, and put them on an ass, and returned toward the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou art entered and come into Egypt again, see that thou do all the wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, and he shall not let the people go. Then thou shalt say to Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Wherefore I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And as he was by the way in the inn, the Lord met him, and would have killed him. Then Zipporah took a sharp knife, and cut away the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and said, Thou art indeed a bloody husband unto me. So she departed from him. Then she said, O bloody husband, because of the circumcision. Then the Lord said unto Aaron, Go meet Moses in the wilderness. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. Then Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, and all the signs wherewith he charged him. So went Moses and Aaron and gathered all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron told all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and he did the miracles in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited you children of Israel, and had looked down upon their tribulation, they bowed down and worshipped. Genesis chapter 5. Then afterward Moses and Aaron went and said unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may celebrate a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord? Yet I should hear his voice, and let Israel go. I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, We worship the Lord God of ye Hebrews. We pray thee, suffer us to go 3 days' journey into the desert, and to sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he bring upon us the pestilence or sword. Then said the king of Egypt unto them, Moses and Aaron, Why cause ye the people to cease from their works? Get you to your burdens. Pharaoh said furthermore, Behold, much people is now in the land, and ye make them leave their burdens. Therefore Pharaoh gave commandment that same day unto the taskmasters of the people and to their officers, saying, Ye shall give the people no more straw to make brick, as in times past, but let them go and gather them straw themselves. Notwithstanding, lay upon them the number of brick which they made in time past, diminish nothing thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go to offer sacrifice unto our God. Lay more work upon the men, and cause them to do it, and let them not regard vain words. Then went the taskmasters of ye people and their officers out, and told the people, saying, Thus saith Pharaoh, I will give you no more straw. Go yourselves, get you straw where you can find it. Yet shall nothing of your labor be diminished. Then were the people scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, Finish your day's work, every day's task, as when ye had straw, did when we had straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick yesterday and today as in times past? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given to thy servants, and they say unto us, Make brick. And lo, thy servants are beaten, and thy people is blamed. But he said, Ye are too much idle. Therefore ye say, Let us go to offer sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now at work, for there shall be no straw given you, yet shall ye deliver the whole tale of brick. Then the officers of the children of Israel saw themselves in an evil case, because it was said, Ye shall diminish nothing of your brick, nor of every day's task. And they met Moses and Aaron, which stood in their way as they came out from Pharaoh, to whom they said, The Lord look upon you and judge, for ye have made our savor to stink before Pharaoh and before his servants, in that ye have put a sword in their hand to slay us. Wherefore Moses returned to ye, Lord, and said, Lord, why hast thou afflicted this people? Wherefore hast thou thus sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath vexed this people, and yet thou hast not delivered thy people. Finally, Genesis chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do unto Pharaoh, for by a strong hand shall he let them go, and even be constrained to drive them out of his land. Moreover, God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, by the name of Almighty God, but by my name Jehovah was I not known unto them. Furthermore, as I made my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers, so I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say thou unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from the burdens of the Egyptians, and will deliver you out of their bondage, and will redeem you in a stretched out arm, and in great judgments. Also I will take you for my people, and will be your God. Then ye shall know yet, I am the Lord your God, bring you out from ye burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swear that I would give unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it unto you for a possession. I am the Lord. So Moses told the children of Israel this, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. Then the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Go, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. But Moses spake before ye, Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel hearken not unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, which am of uncircumcised lips? Then the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, and charged them to go to the children of Israel and to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These be the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben the firstborn are of Israel, are Hanoch and Pallu, Hezron and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. Also the sons of Simeon, Yemuel and Yamin and Ohad and Yachin and Zoar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. These also are the names of the sons of Levi in their generations. Gershon and Kohath and Merari, and the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon were Libni and Shimi by their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram and Ishar, and Hebron and Uziel. And Kohath lived 133 years. Also the sons of Merari were Mahali and Mushi. These are the families of Levi by their kindreds. And Amram took Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bare him Aaron and Moses. And Amram lived 137 years. Also the sons of Ishar, Korah and Nepeg and Zikri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael and Elzaphan and Sithri. And Aaron took Elisheba, the daughter of Amminadab, sister of Nahashon, to his wife, which bare him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Also the sons of Korah, Avsir and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putiel to his wife, which bare him Phinehas. These are the principal fathers of the Levites throughout their families. These are Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord said, Bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt according to their armies. These are yet Moses and Aaron, which spake to Pharaoh king of Egypt, that they might bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And at that time when the Lord spake unto Moses in the land of Egypt, when the Lord, I say, spake unto Moses, saying, I am the Lord, speak thou unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, all that I say unto thee. Then Moses said before the Lord, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hear me? May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Exodus.